Today marks the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, amplifying Indigenous voices, stories, culture, and more. AM 800 is proud to be a part of A Day to Listen.
Well, good morning. It's 8:08. It's Lisa Williams, John Lidke with you today on A Day to Listen, a National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. We've been bringing you interviews and insightful recorded pieces for today, just so you can sort of immerse yourself in it and hopefully learn. And on the line with us now is Teresa Sims, Indigenous storyteller for the City of Windsor, traditional Indigenous knowledge keeper and elder, and inaugural Indigenous storyteller for the city. I think that's fantastic. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Well, it's a day that I'm sure is special for you, and you're going to be pretty busy with a lot of the things that the city has planned today, I understand.
Yes, I'm going to be at Ojibwe Parkway from 10, Ojibwe Park from 10
right.
to 1. And we're having storytelling, we're having tours for the park, and also just some, we always have food. You have to have food wherever you go with First Nations. So we're having our Indigenous food and our survival food like Indian tacos and scone dogs and our Three Sisters soup. So there's many things that are happening there, but it's also the forest is a place where we can heal.
Now, Teresa, you're from the Upper Mohawk Turtle Clan of Six Nations Reserve, and of course you are the inaugural Indigenous storyteller here for the City of Windsor. I'm wondering, what does today mean for you personally, with it being Truth and Reconciliation Day?
Well, it's a day to remember my mom, because she went through residential school, and remember my father. He survived too. And isn't that sad? When you go to a school, you graduate. When our parents went to school, they survived. There's a difference there.
Yeah. And what is it that you would like people from Windsor, Essex, to learn from today, to take away from today? What is it that you hope people do with this day to listen?
Well, it's been a long time. They actually believe us now. We've been saying these stories for years, and they always say it couldn't be that bad. It was horrendous. My mother was tortured. She saw her classmates murdered in front of her, like a five-year-old watching someone being murdered, and nothing could be done about it. And they weren't considered human beings. A lot of times they were more or less used to try out different things, like how starvation affects the body. My dad was in a tuberculosis study on third floor Mohawk Institute. They gave them tuberculosis, wanted to see how long before they bled out and died. But my dad didn't die, so they had to send him to the sanatorium in Hamilton.
You know, it's horrific to, you know, look back and learn about what it was that occurred. And so many people don't know about it. And as you said, I mean, a lot of people actually, you know, have blinders on and, you know, say, oh, it can't have actually been that way. You know, I want to focus now again, as the inaugural Indigenous storyteller for the city. You know, reconciliation is, of course, not a one day affair. It's a continual process. And I'm wondering what you see that your role is as the Indigenous storyteller, and how do you achieve it? What do you do?
Well, it's telling our stories, because we have an oral history. Like our culture and our language is part of that history. And learning to reclaim that too, because my language was taken from me, but my mom still showed me the ceremonies, and we had to hide. We had to say we were going to the orchard to pick apples instead of going to Akwesasne, to our longhouse, to go to ceremony. It was illegal for us to speak our language and do our ceremonies until 1974 is when the residential school closed the Mohawk Institute in Brantford. So that was the year I graduated from high school. I had to pretend I was something else all those years.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, you know, hopefully we are on the path to healing. We are on the path to educating. And that's why today I hope that our listeners embrace this day and take in all that there is to offer, and perhaps go to Ojibwe Park today to share in the day with you. Thank you for joining us today, Teresa.
Oh, you're welcome.
Teresa Sims, Indigenous storyteller for the City of Windsor. And again, You can join her today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. At Ojibwe Prairie Complex. And she's going to share in the culture and tradition through songs and drumming and stories. And there will be an Every Child Matters banner displayed there. There will be coloring books for kids, snake talk with a naturalist there, guided nature walks, and as she mentioned, John, food, Indian tacos and scone dogs and wild rice and corn on the cob and Three Sisters soup. So, I mean, what better way to immerse yourself in all of this, right?
Absolutely. Be able to sort of wrap yourself up in the culture, learning from people directly about it. And again, you know, it's not a one-day thing, but if you do have one day, today would be the one day to do it.
Yeah. So in addition to that, everything is pretty much open today. I think some people are confused. Well, who's got the day off? Who doesn't? And what's open and what isn't? There'll be no mail delivery today. So that's kind of one of those things that you might find that you're affected by. But most things are open. Schools are open. LCBO, malls, grocery stores, that kind of thing. Banks will be closed today. And the City of Windsor Administrative Office is closed today in observance of National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. So hopefully you take the time today to participate if you can. Wear orange for Orange Shirt Day today as well.